from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Steelers announced yesterday that they're going to have two joint practices against the Buffalo Bills before they play the Buffalo Bills this preseason. Mr. Football, do you like joint practices?
Yes and no. Yes, I mean, you're just asking for fights.
Absolutely.
You're just asking for fights, but it does give you the opportunity to have some type of, you know, going against somebody else after a while. After a while, you get sick of going against your own guys, and then that does cause fights as well. But you want to, you know, see some different blood at points of practice, especially like one-on-one periods and things of that nature. You want to, you know, go against somebody different. But they did this last year too, right?
I don't think they did it last year.
They didn't against the Bills? I thought they did against the Bills before they played them.
Let me double check.
I believe, obviously, they did play the Bills in preseason, but right. They've done this before against the Bills.
That much I do know. Back when Whaley was GM, they definitely did it.
I can't remember if they did it last year against the Bills. I feel like... No, I don't think they did.
They did not last year.
They did not.
But they have in the past, yeah.
They have in the past. Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I think that this is what they need to go to just full time instead of preseason games. Once you start adding games, 18-game season's going to go to 20. You get rid of preseason games, just have like 2 to 3 joint practices, and then you can get all your information from there. And then you could allow cameras. It could just be like preseason, but it'd be more engaging for fans if I could watch a whole practice with the Steelers and the Bills and see one-on-one periods, see inside run, see 7-on-7, watch, you know, routes on air even at that with both of the teams, the Steelers and the Bills, and them go against each other throughout a practice than watch a preseason game.
Yes.
I think I'd be more invested into that.
You should be able to learn more.
Yeah.
I remember last year, Neil Brown, before they played Penn State, he was asked, what do you think the strengths of your team are? And he said, I think it's our offensive line.
Right, yes.
But does our defensive line suck?
Right, exactly. Like, right. Exactly. I think college should do it too. Like, I think Pitt should scrimmage Robert Morris or Duquesne.
Well, so they're just, I'm happy you brought this here, and I want to add a little bit of context. They're doing that in college basketball now.
Right.
Where you can have multiple exhibition games, and then you can have a scrimmage too.
Right.
So multiple scrimmages, multiple exhibition games, because you need to know what you got.
Right. I know we're heading to the college realm here a little bit, but like with college football, I mean, you're going 5 weeks without playing a game.
Mm-mm.
Like, and then you just go right into the season. Like, everybody needs that tune-up game, and everybody usually does that first game of the season, except for, you know, what, West Virginia, Penn State, that's the first game, right?
Yeah, and there's a lot of games in recent years where there are these big made-for-TV kind mm-hmm. of bowl game element mm-hmm. sort of games, which... I don't know that, like, not again to like really niche this thing down, but if West Virginia is ever going to beat Penn State, they'd do it in the first game.
Right.
Because.
Don't know anything about each
other. Right. You don't know anything about each other. You might not know exactly what your teams have. And in the NFL, now you're paring it down to 3 preseason games. And eventually you're going to be paring it down to 2 preseason games. I like it for this year's team specifically because I'd like to see Justin Fields throw the ball against another team.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see Russell Wilson do it. Like, I especially for this group, I want to see what it looks like at that point against somebody different. And it's just more evaluation.
Yeah. I mean, just like I said with the callers, like, why shouldn't Pitt, like, in a controlled environment, scrimmage Duquesne throughout a week or even like 4 days and then have a scrimmage at Acrisure so you can just kind of like a spring game. Like,
yes.
Why not? And you can get people to watch like a...
And, oh, I don't know. I read something recently. Aren't they going to start paying the players?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you might want to get some butts and seats.
Right.
Get some concessions.
Right.
Some beers. Might make some sense. I did talk to Mike Mitchell, bringing it all the way back to the NFL, way back when they did do this with Doug Whaley's Bills. And I said, do you like this? And he like freaked out on me. He's like, it's awful. It's terrible. These guys are going to go for my knees. My teammates aren't going to go for my knees. These guys might go for my knees. Like, okay, I can see your point on that. But late in camp, to your point as well, though, we see fights all the time
all
late
time.
In camp. When it's 95 degrees in the valley at Latrobe, and you got all that humidity, and guys are tired of hitting each other, so you're going to fight either way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
You have no problem with it?
No.
Me neither. And it's for guys like Caboli, it's something new to write about.
Yeah, it's different. It just makes everything just a lot better because everything becomes redundant and mm-hmm. you just want to see some new blood.
Yes, I'm with you 100%.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.